I mean, there's probably a little bit of that. I think it's more of kind of what Norv has always done is he has his core, the core parts of his offense, and just the shifting movement around makes it harder to recognize him. It looks like one thing, and then they motion or shift, and it's something else. So you kind of get your defense trained to recognize a certain look or a certain alignment, and then that gets taken away from you, and then you've got to refocus on something else. So a lot of times it's hard to recognize the play that they're running until right before, right when the ball snapped. When you see the play, you look at it and say, oh, there's that play, but you don't have the opportunity to really hone in on it because it's kind of disguised with the motion and the shifting. And that's, I think, been kind of a trademark of his offenses going all the way back to Dallas, San Diego, Oakland, Washington, Cleveland. Yeah, Adrian's a really explosive player. Excellent vision, very strong, good speed. He can run up inside, he can run off tackle, he can run outside. He can go the different distance. He breaks a lot of tackles, and he has good run vision. So he's really an excellent player. Patterson is obviously an explosive guy. You see that on the return game. And, he's a deep threat. He's dangerous with the ball in his hands, whether they hand it to him or throw it to him on a short pass. So he's a dangerous catch-and-run guy. He's also a vertical guy, like in a Kansas City game, and he caught the flag pattern. It's just big, strong player. I mean, kind of like Peterson, big, strong, hard to tackle, good speed at a different position. I mean, when it works, we're comfortable with it. When it doesn't work, then you have to find something else. It's no different than what we talked about after the first or second preseason game. It's the same issue now as it was then. It's probably going to be the same issue all year. It's a wireless system on the field. If it's connected, then you can see what's on there. If it's not connected, then you can't see what's on there. So that's really the issue. I'd say every game that we've used them in, there have been times where it works fine. There's other times where you lose the connection and you don't have it. I'm sure that's probably true of most other teams too, at least other coaches that I've talked to have made the same type of comments. So that's what it is.